Welcome, my friends, to the podcast that never ends, where we gather our clan and talk about peace and love in our lives, the difficulties along the journey, and how we rise up. We will experience a little thing I call Kluberty together, find our sweet spot, and planting our seeds to watch them grow in our magic garden. I'm Uncle Dave, and our transformation starts right here. Hey now, how are you doing? Another episode of Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat. Today we're going to talk about Kid Ego. Now, Kid Ego is a nickname that I had had growing up, and I had lived it a long time. I had been using it as one of my email addresses. Kid Ego was something that I was. And I'm going to tell you this little story about the death of Kid Ego. So later today, we're going to say Kid Ego is dead. But until we get to that point, there's a long story to do that. Now, Kid Ego was a song. I don't know if anybody remembers the song in the late 80s, 90, I think it was 89, actually, by the band called Extreme. Extreme was one of those rock bands of the 90s, the hair bands of the 90s. And one of their songs was Kid Ego. Kid Ego, in the song, was this person who wouldn't listen to people. Lived in their ego, if you think about it, when you listen to the lyrics again. And that's how I at least interpreted it. I mean, one of the lyrics are, "Hey, kid, got something to say, but you wouldn't listen anyway." Yeah, I did. I heard lots of advice, did not always listen to it. Like most of us. That's what happens. We live the human experience. And that's what happens. When we don't listen, we sometimes make bad choices. And I've made bad choices. I didn't get to this age at 52 with making all perfect decisions. My life, as we've talked about, is not a straight line. It's been wiggly, squiggly, and sometimes downright a dead end at spots. And that's okay, because I learned how to rise. Until recently, I always ran back to the Kid Ego part. I kept running back to feeding my ego. I didn't realize it that way. And a lot of us don't realize how we feed our ego. What do we need? If we're having an argument, do we need to be right or does the other person need to be wrong? It's a big question. So for me, when I was younger, I would get beat up, picked on, and everything. And how people spoke to me was unkind. Not everybody, and not everybody intended to speak unkind, but it's how they were saying things, the negative things, and that's what builds our ego. Now, the great thing about an ego is it is changeable, and we're not going to get into the whole science behind it. We can at some other time, but for today, we're just going to talk about Kid Ego and how it fed for me. Now, the first time that I realized it was about a year ago that I was doing a lot of feeding into my ego and that it caused me a lot of trouble. It actually brought me to the lowest point in my life where I attempted suicide. And one of the things we're going to talk about during these shows is mental health and the stigmas that go to mental health or even substance abuse. And though I didn't abuse substances, there were abuse of myself in that I didn't do what I needed to do. I didn't treat the people around me that needed who needed to be treated differently, because not everybody's treated the same, and not everybody needs the same thing and the same way. Some people need to say it, things to be said a little bit kinder, or how they're hearing it, right? A lot of our communications are how other people are hearing it. We need to also learn to hear rather than respond, which is an R word, and we're going to use a lot more R words. So let me just quickly tell you the story, and that's another just getting to know Uncle Dave piece. So last year, my life was blown up, the end of 2019, and I attempted suicide. We're not going to talk about how, but while I was in the active attempt, I was told by this person, not a person. It was a person in my head, so it might have been. There could be lots of explanation as to that. A grandpa, Mike, who said, "This isn't your time. You got to do more." Long story, obviously, I'm still here, so I didn't succeed, and most people don't succeed. And that's the thing that we'll be talking about also, is that because it's a mental health piece, that 89% of people are not successful in a suicide attempt, which is great, but then that gives you an opportunity to regrow, to be reborn, and to rise. And that's what I did. And that's part of the reason why I'm doing the things that I'm doing, because I want to help people who felt the same way. I know what it was. I know that nobody could talk to me about it. Afterwards, friends were telling me, "Oh my God, you should have come, called me if you're feeling sad." It wasn't sad. I had a plan. I was a man with a plan, and my name was Stan. So I got it. But the truth of the matter is, it was not looking at it right. Until I was able to see it right, it didn't matter. So I understand that complete giving up piece. So I was in this thing, I got out, and then the hardest thing I had to do is then tell my kids what I did. And people were like, "Oh, you shouldn't have told your kids." I'm going to be honest, and I'm always honest with myself. That's part of being authentic, because I also want to show them that I'm able to then pick myself up and show them. You want to be a role model, you need to then show it. You don't always succeed everything you do. And you'll make mistakes. Now, this was a really big mistake, so I'm not trying to minimize that. But, yeah, that's what happened. So after my, about, I don't know if it was some time after, I bumped into somebody who I knew was a friend of somebody who needed to then tell me what I did. And they used a lot of stigma words, you know, mental patient. They used lots of hurtful words. And as I'm hearing this person speak, I was hurting. And I felt lower and lower and lower. And I wasn't going to give them the opportunity for me to cry or yell, because then that would be the next story, that they would go back to this other friend. Nope, just took it on. But that was the moment that I needed. That was a spark that I needed, that phoenix moment that I needed for that instance, that I said, no. I walked away, cried, and said, fuck that. We're going to take care of it. We're going to figure it out. And no, I didn't figure it out at that moment, and I'm still figuring out some stuff now. That's what life is. We don't get it all done, but I did a lot. But where I'm going with that is, so Kid Ego was dead at that point. Yeah, Kid Ego died at that point, because I was at my lowest point and I needed to figure out a way to rise for myself, for the people around me, for the people who I love. And I really needed to find a way to rejoice, to be self-reliant. And I reflected a lot. I reflected so much that I then, January 1st, 2020, guess what? I took the leap. I took the leap to be a polar bear. And anybody who doesn't know what a polar bear is, and I'm sure in so many communities you have that, where you jump in frigid water and you made a donation to do that. It's a lot of charity opportunities, and that's one of the passions that I have. That's that Goons for Good piece. I decided it was something I wanted to always do, is to jump in the water, be a polar bear. I thought it was so cool. And it was. It was an amazing experience, and I really highly recommend everybody doing that in the future, if you have the opportunity. There's a visceral piece of being part of a group of people who are jumping in the water. But they're jumping in the water after they've made a donation, after they have helped others, and that's what I decided. I needed to figure out what Kid Ego really was, who I really was, because there was a lot of pieces of me who had done good for years. But I was trying to feed an ego versus just trying to be a servant leader. And that's who Kid Ego is. Now, as the song keeps going, it says, "Some modesty would suit you better, so why don't you give it a try?" And that's what I did. I gave modesty a lot of tries. And I kept on looking and diving deeper and deeper. And that's where I came up with Clubrity. And that's where I decided all the little triggers that came in within me, I needed to work on. So that's Kid Eagle. And today, hey, I'd like to talk to you about a sponsor, Plaza Park Interiors. The owner is celebrating 30 years in the business and has built a small empire. They do custom drapery, window treatments, upholstery. They build their own furniture, create headboards, and offer cleaning services for both residential and commercial properties. The owner, actually, Morris Mayer, is a good friend of mine, and he's actually one of the co-founders of Goons for Good. They offer personalized services nationwide for all price ranges. Tell them Uncle Dave sent you. Check them out on at plazaparkinteriors.com, on Instagram and Facebook, to find the solutions, because there is solutions. And I'm glad that I found my right resources, and I use my resources, because that's the trick. If we don't use our resources, it doesn't matter that we have them. Knowledge is great, but if you don't apply that knowledge, it doesn't matter. Remember all this, and I hopefully it something resonated with you. More R's, guys. I told you, lots of R's we're going to be using. And I hope it does resonate with you. I hope that if you're at that point, please reach out. We'll find resources for you. And always make sure that you're filled with peace, love. And when you need to bring a bat, you hit the sweet spot and make it go. Kid Eagle. Love you, brother. You're part of me. You're who I am. But you're gone. Well, my friends, today's journey has come to a close. I hope the seeds of peace and love continue to grow for each one of you. Remember, the peace and love surround you that will assist you to rise again. And don't forget to bring a bat for what you believe in. Namaste.